Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in a series called You Make Me Crazy. These teachings take a biblical look at topics like peace in our relationships, finding true love, breaking free from abuse, resolving conflict, ending the cycle of people-pleasing, and dealing with the crazy makers in our lives. The circumstances of last year have left many people searching for the peace and assurance you and I know can only be found in God's Word. That's why I'm excited to share that we have a $50,000 matching grant, which will double any gift you give today. This is a great opportunity to reach twice as many people with the certain hope of Jesus. Together, we can take the Word of God to people in need around the world through daily hope. Just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Escaping the People-Pleaser Trap.
I've been receiving many, many notes from you during this series on unhealthy relationships, and a lot of you have been giving me some good material. In fact, this weekend's message is based on a letter that I got recently. Let me read it to you. It's a pretty serious letter. It says, "Dear Pastor Rick, your Crazy Maker series is really helping me a lot, but there's one area where I always make myself crazy. And that is the fear of disapproval. It really messes up my relationships and it makes me miserable. To be honest, I am so afraid of being rejected that I let people walk all over me. It affects what I say, it affects what I wear, it even affects the food I eat. I hate feeling this weak, but I don't know how to change. For all my life, I have worried about what other people think about me. As a little child, I quickly learned that certain things would bring the smile and approval of my parents and other adults. And then when I started grade school, the approval of my friends became the most important thing in my life. Now I'm in college, but I've never grown out of this fear of being rejected. I still live my life mainly based on the approval of others." I know you're relating to this. And I know you're relating to this. "I still live my life mainly based on the approval of others. I want so badly to be liked, to fit in, and to be accepted that I have done all kinds of dumb stuff that my friends and my boyfriends forced me to do. I really regret that. You know, most of the time, I know the right thing to do. I'm just afraid to do it, worrying about what my friends will think. Why am I so weak? Why can't I handle their disapproval? I have opinions, but I'm always afraid to express them. I remember that one time you said, the fear of sharing your faith is a sign that you're a people pleaser, that you're controlled by the opinions of others. I am tired of saying yes to people just because I'm afraid to say no." I know you're relating to that one. "I'm tired of caring too much about what other people think of me. I'm tired of being manipulated and used. But in many ways, it's my fault. Sometimes I feel that I don't even know who I am. I'm just a collection of the expectations of others." Wow, that is a brutally, brutally honest letter. And I admire the person for writing that to me. This woman is talking about a very common problem that makes us all crazy. It is addiction approval. It is the addiction to the approval of others. It's one of the most common destroyers of happiness. And if you don't deal with this issue, You will be miserable most of your life. You will be controlled by other people. They will put you in their boxes. You'll end up living the life that your daddy wanted you to live, your mom wanted you to live, your kids wanted you to live, your spouse wanted you to live, your boyfriend or girlfriend. You're not going to live the life God wanted you to live. You're going to end up living a life that everybody else put you in, and you will miss the gifts that God gave you. You will miss the purpose that God gave you. You will miss so many things in your life if you don't learn how to not be a people pleaser. So this week, during this Crazy Maker series, we're going to look at the one that's in your mind that causes you to make yourself crazy, which is fearing the disapproval of other people, fearing the rejection of other people, fearing too much what other people think about your life. And when you do that, when you have that fear in your life, it lets all kinds of crazy makers, you've left the door wide open. And all kinds of crazy makers can dominate, can control, can manipulate, can cajole, can cause you to say yes when you want to say no, and cause you to say no when you want to say yes, and miss all kinds of things in your life.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
The circumstances of the last year have left many people searching for the peace and assurance you and I know only can be found in God's Word. This means the need for the hope of Christ is greater than ever. That's why I'm excited to share that we have a $50,000 matching grant, which will double any gift you give today. This is a great opportunity to reach twice as many people with the certain hope of Jesus. Together, we can take the Word of God to people in need around the world through Daily Hope. Today, when you give, we'll say thanks for your support by sending you a copy of Pastor Rick's study kit called You Make Me Crazy. This six-session video study will help you bring sanity to your relationships so you can do more than just coexist and survive. You can thrive. Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. This opportunity is only available till the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
There's a verse in Proverbs 29, verse 25. Today's English version, it says this. In fact, let's read this verse aloud together. It is a dangerous trap to be concerned with what others think of you. But if you trust the Lord, you are safe. Now, circle the phrase dangerous trap. It is a dangerous trap. The Bible calls it a snare in the King James Version. The Bible calls it disabling in the Message paraphrase. It is a trap. And so today I want us to look at the concept of escaping the people pleaser trap. And what we're going to do is briefly two things. Look at how it traps you, okay? Why it's a trap, why you want to deal with this issue in your life, why it's a trap, and then how to escape and how to avoid it. And the Bible is very, very clear about both of these issues. Now, before we look at it, I need to explain to you that actually the desire to get the approval of other people, that's not a bad thing. That's a legitimate need in your life. You do need the approval of others in your life. You just don't need it to dominate your life. There's nothing wrong with wanting to please your parents. There's nothing wrong with wanting to please your husband, your wife. There's nothing wrong to wanting to be loved, liked, and approved of by friends, by family, by neighbors. There's nothing wrong with that. And actually, you need an amount of approval in your life. In fact, the Bible tells us and actually commands us to try to please other people in many ways. In other words, don't just live for yourself. If you don't care at all about pleasing other people, if you're only living for yourself, you're a narcissist. The person who has no interest in the approval of other people, you know who you call that? A sociopath. They're the people who go out and blow up buildings, okay? If you have no need for any approval in your life, then really you are so narcissistic, you are so self-centered, you are so selfish. That is actually a real problem in your life. So there's nothing wrong with wanting the approval of other people. But like all of God's good gifts, what is a good thing in your life, a legitimate need, can be misused. You have a need for food in your life. It can be misused. Everybody agree with that? Okay. You have a need for sex. It can be misused. You have a need for approval. It can be misused. Everything that God gave us as gifts actually can be misused if we don't handle it correctly. So let's begin by looking at five reasons why trying to please everybody is a trap. Pastor Kurt Johnston and Pastor Brad Baker are helping me with this message today, and they're going to help me deal with the identifying the causes of pleasing everybody, and then I'm going to come back and deal with the cure. Okay, so let me give you five things why you need to deal with this. Why maybe you've had it all your life, you've worried too much about the approval of other people. It is a trap, the Bible says. How is it a trap? Number one, write this down. It causes me to miss God's purpose. It causes me to miss God's purpose for my life. You cannot be worried about being what everybody else wants you to be and focus on what God created you to be at the same time. If you're always worried and you're always trying to be what your parents wanted you to be, what your husband, your wife wanted to be, what your friends, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever it is, if you're always trying to meet their expectations, if you're always trying to meet, fulfill their purpose for your life, you will miss God's purpose for your life. In fact, this is so important. It's one of the two primary areas that we miss God's purpose for our life. One is envy, and the other is peer pressure. When I envy other people's lives, and when I'm pressured by other people, I miss what God wants me to do with my life. You know, Campus Crusade has a gospel tract that says, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. But in reality, God loves you and everybody else has a wonderful plan for your life. And if you listen to those plans, you will miss God's plan. First Thessalonians, there on your outline, Paul says in chapter 2, verse 4, our purpose is to please God, not people. That's your purpose in life. God didn't put you here on earth to please other people. Our purpose is to please God, not people. He is the one who examines the motives of the heart. So, if I don't deal with this issue, I'm going to miss God's purpose for my life. Pastor Kurt is going to come and talk about the next couple.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at just a few more reasons why trying to please everyone is such a trap. We just talked about the first one, that it causes me to miss God's purpose for my life. Another reason is this, that it keeps me from growing in my faith. When we try to please everyone, it stunts our ability to grow in our relationship with Jesus Christ. I want you to think about this for just a minute. When God is big in our lives, when God is big, people have less power in our lives. Their influence is a little bit diminished when God is big in our lives. But on the flip side, when we allow people to be big, what ends up happening is God becomes diminished. And we give to people in our lives what really only belongs to God. We give to people authority. We give to people influence. We give to people what God deserves to have. John 5:44 says this, you try to get praise from each other, but you do not try to get the praise that comes from the only God. So how can you believe? That verse makes it very clear that we are disabled in our faith. A people-pleasing mentality hinders our ability to grow in faith. Look at Proverbs 29:25. It says this in the Message, the fear of human opinion disables. Well, what does it disable? Primarily, the fear of human opinion disables our ability to grow closer in our relationship with Jesus. A third problem is this, is that it leads me to sin. Trying to please everyone leads me to sin. You might want to, next to that, just write, giving in to peer pressure. Proverbs 1, verse 10 says this, dear friend, if bad companions tempt you, don't go along with them. When I read these verses, when I look at the lives of people in Scripture and I see their experiences, it causes me to ask myself a question that might be worth you asking yourself the same question, and that's simply this. In what areas of my life am I caving in to the expectation of other people? In what areas am I doing what I know is wrong in order to win the approval or to avoid the rejection of other people?
The fourth reason that trying to please everybody is such a trap is that it causes hypocrisy in our lives. And when hypocrisy invades our lives, we start to wear masks. We become chameleons. We adapt to our environment. And few things are as exhausting as trying to figure out what mask you're trying to wear in front of which people in which context. It's completely and entirely exhausting. And God doesn't want us to spend our energies there trying to please everyone by wearing masks. No. It's far too much that God has for us in our lives. When we wear masks, we fake it. We pretend. We don't reveal our true selves. And we just love to make ourselves look better than we are. And Jesus knew this about the tendency of the human heart, spoke directly to it in Luke chapter 16. This is verse 15. He says, "You make yourselves look good in other people's eyes, but God knows your heart." The fifth reason while running around trying to please everybody is just a horrible trap is that it silences my witness. Pastor Rick's going to spend the rest of his message giving us the antidote. How do we break free from this trap?
So what is the antidote? I mean, you know this. You know that there are times that you don't do the right thing because you're worried about what other people think. And you know that there are times when you do the wrong thing because you're worried about what other people think. What is the antidote to approval addiction? In other words, how do I break free from the people pleaser prison? You say that. People pleaser prison. People pleaser prison. People pleaser prison. How much chuck could a woodchuck chuck? And the antidote is right here. It's between your earlobes. You change the way you think because this particular crazy maker is in your mind. It's in you. And when you have a fear of disapproval, when you have a fear of conflict, when you have a fear of rejection, when you are overly worried about what other people think, all kinds of crazy makers are going to run over your life. They're going to dominate your life, and you're going to miss all these things that Brad and Kurt just talked about. The Bible says in the book of Romans 12, it says, be transformed by renewing your mind. In other words, the way you change your life is to change your mind. The way you change your life is to change the way you think. Jesus said, when you know the truth will set you free. Exactly. And so what I want to do right now, in the last couple minutes, I'm going to give you six truths that will set you free. These six truths, you need to memorize them. You need to burn them into your mind so that when you are in those high-pressure situations and you're starting to let other people control you and you want to say yes when they want you to say no, or you want to say no when they want you to say yes, you can call these six Bible truths to mind and they will be an antidote to approval addiction. Okay, let's just write them down and see quickly what the Bible says about them. Number one, first thing I need to remember, even God can't please everybody. All right? Even God can't please everybody. Right now, there are people praying for different teams to win at a sport. Half of those people are going to be disappointed in the game. Right now, some people are praying for it to rain, and some people are praying for it to be sunny. Half of those people are going to be disappointed. Even God can't please everybody.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. If you missed any part of today's message, just go to PastorRick.com to listen again. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. The circumstances of last year have left many people searching for the peace and assurance you and I know can only be found in God's Word. This means the need for the hope of Christ is greater than ever. That's why I'm excited to share that we have a $50,000 matching grant, which will double any gift you give today. This is a great opportunity to reach twice as many people with the certain hope of Jesus. Together, we can take the Word of God to people in need around the world through Daily Hope. Today, when you give, we'll say thanks for your support by sending you a copy of Pastor Rick's study kit called You Make Me Crazy. This six-session video study will help you bring sanity to your relationships so you can do more than just coexist and survive. You can thrive. There are only 2 days left to get this powerful resource, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. This opportunity is only available to the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I want to take a minute and tell you how important your support is to Daily Hope. Your generosity, when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping us take the message of Jesus Christ literally all around the world in the many places where there aren't missionaries or churches. These are called unreached tribes. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with the refugee crisis around the world. Literally, millions of people have been displaced from their homes, particularly in the Middle East and in North Africa, because of civil wars and violence. One of those places is South Sudan, where over 200,000 people are living in refugee camps. Now, when people are under tension and in transition, they are more open to the gospel than at any other time. These people who are living in refugee camps right now need the hope of Jesus Christ and the gospel. Now, when you help Daily Hope Radio and Daily Hope Broadcast, we're not only broadcasting across America, but in places like South Sudan, where the station airs our program 3 times a day. And we are told that many, many people are coming to Christ in this war zone as they listen to these Daily Hope broadcasts. So thanks. Thanks to you. Now, let me just read you one testimony that we've received. Here's a note from a woman who's living in a refugee camp there in South Sudan. She said, my name is Joyce, and I'm from the Central Equatorial State in South Sudan. I lost all 5 of my children and my beloved husband. This is in the civil war that was going on there, as well as our family possessions during the recent fighting in the capital of Juba. She said, I had planned to commit suicide. There's somebody who needs hope. When I listened to Rick Warren's broadcast, the one called When You Feel Like Giving Up, I got inspired and I dropped the idea of taking my life that very night. And I'll continue to pray God to bless this great preacher. And thank you for giving me hope. Joyce, we're happy to do that. And I want to say it's because of the listeners who are giving faithfully every month to Daily Hope. Do you realize that when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping reach people like Joyce? She was going to commit suicide in a refugee camp. Now, isn't God amazing how when you just give what you can give, God takes it and he multiplies it, and we reach out to people that none of us could reach on our own. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for Joyce. And today I want you to pray for all of the people who are in refugee camps and pray that we'll be able to continue to broadcast on these stations, taking the good news of Jesus Christ and hope to people who need it the most desperately. It's your sacrificial giving. It's your prayer support that makes this possible. So thank you for whatever you can do. And God bless you, my friends.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.